There's only one thing that sucks about living in the Ozarks. Tornadoes. The loss of life is always devastating, and it doesn't matter if it's a single life or in the hundreds like on Sunday night, May 22nd, 2011 in Joplin. With those directly impacted, the emotional scars, yeah, they heal over time, but those scars will always be visible, pulsing on the surface. The wounds from mere property damage, from vehicles being crushed all the way to complete destruction of homes and businesses, these cuts heal as well, but change the landscape, physically and emotionally. Least importantly, but significant in its impact, is the financial effect these storms have. Not only on those directly hit by the twisters or straight-line winds, the financial impact hits everyone within at least 100 miles, maybe even further. I'm talking about the obvious, like temporary job loss, to the unseen financial burdens that appear over time. We learned of one of those new financial burdens yesterday here at our house, a morning when severe weather claimed two more lives, injured dozens, and damaged millions of dollars worth of property, all the way from Barry County to Branson to Dallas County and on back to Dade. Our home insurance provider, after paying millions in claims after Joplin's tornado last year, has decided to completely pull out of the home insurance market altogether. I worry about those families who don't have a great local agent like we do, looking out for us, preparing us for the transition to higher premiums on all of our insured property through another company. Here's the thing, though. I don't bring this up with anger or with a spirit of victimization or vengeance against our current insurance provider. I'm not rabidly hunting justice because I'm getting screwed. That's not how we do things in the Ozarks. Ever. There's one overriding spirit here, both faith-based and secular, of independent strength, determination, and compassion within the community. That spirit is what makes people love living here. If you were born and raised in the Ozarks and wind up somewhere else down the road, typically, you wind up back. If you're a newcomer, you know deep down you'll always be an outsider. But because of the spirit, the mentality, and the kindness of people, the tug to stay always feels a little stronger than the tug to leave. The Ozarks presents a quality of life forged in people, not industry and money. And that makes every neighbor respect the one thing that sucks about life in the Ozarks, but not fear it. When you have a legitimate culture of community and know you can count on it, a tornado's going to have to kill you to take you away from home.